Back when I was 16 and going out with my, at the time, first serious girlfriend, who had a very delectable penchant for sex during any hour of the day or night, something magnificent happened to me, and I was never able to recreate the feelings of this one particular night. She was always one of the girls that would say no to some advances so that she could play hard to get, and then obviously jump on me and straddle my naked body until her wet self would scream for me to stop, only because the pain exceeded the pleasure. As I was saying, this one night, we went to be relatively late, and as the foreplay started, she got on top of me, indulged me in some very reliable fellatio, and started our first round of the night. I must say, it was very steady first round, where our bodies would knock against one another, where sounds of wet flesh hitting against themselves while breathing and panting was rampant, and only exceeded by her sheer pleasure distributed by myself to her loins. After a few minutes of panting and gasping for hair as she lay on top of me, I'd have started some more, and we'd go for a second round. As I start my famed Italian chandelier position, and she grabs onto my hair, my stomach rumbles fiercely. I need to eat. I need to appease the gods of my stomach. So after the round is done, I lay on the bed. I ask if she wants anything, even though I'm not really listening. I go upstairs, naked. Slap me up some peanut butter on bread, and some delectable jam, and gulp it down. I'm ready for more. She looks tired, so I wrap my ego up and go to call it a night. As I lay in the bed, naked and with my ego stroked, I get ready to fall asleep. She gets on top of me and starts riding me hard. I mean, viciously. My hip nearly dislocating, but it's good. It's great. Wait. My ass falls asleep. I've got a decision to make. Do I keep going or switch positions? She's on top. I start poking my own ass, and I don't feel anything. I start smiling and laughing. She continues, thinks I'm being an ass, and which I still can't feel, and I continue laughing until I can't breathe. She's visibly pissed off at the ordeal. She gets off, kicks me out, even though I can barely walk with a half-asleep ass. At least the sandwich was good.